Another casualty of the war in Iraq is the environment. Karina Rosselli saw that firsthand. She's a former U.S. Army helicopter pilot. And while flying that chopper, she took note of Iraq's dwindling marshlands down below. So after returning to the U.S., she decided to go back to help revive those marshlands. And she's been back already with a group called Nature Iraq.
The flat desert landscape was striking, especially when you add to the fact that I was seeing it through night vision goggles. So everything becomes even, you know, more stark. You know, rivers were actually channelized canals. A lot of it was, you know, straight lines, in fact, contributed quite a bit to spatial disorientation while flying. But the area that I was in, there was just very few signs of, you know, biodiversity or just green life of any kind. So it was striking to me and very, very surprising to have learned that it was once the largest marshlands in the Middle East.
So what are the goals of the Nature Iraq Foundation? What are you trying to do?
Well, first, I should probably say that I am just an avid supporter of Nature Iraq. I'm no longer actually necessarily a staff member. That being said, Nature Iraq sort of started by returning to the marshes after the fall of Saddam. And Dr. Alwash, who was actually a resident of not the marshes, but of that region of the country, was shocked to find the marshes in the condition that he did. And then he, being an environmental engineer from the U.S., an Iraqi-American, decided to devote himself to this engineering project to try and reflood the marshes. And that just grew into an impressive and, you know, vast program that works with many, many other organizations to try and restore not just the environment, but the biodiversity, the aquatic industry, and the cultural, you know, the cultural aspects of the land.
I got to say, you must see the inner workings of the Iraqi government and its ability to deal with protecting the marshes in a way that you rarely saw, I'd guess, when you were there in the army.
Oh, certainly. I don't know if it's shameful to say, but when I was there as a soldier, you know, that's not our mission to, at least not my, you know, as a helicopter pilot, it's not my mission to know those things. I can only fit so many things in my operational mindset. So I had very little understanding of the Iraqi government or the transitional government at the time. So it's been really fascinating and sometimes difficult to learn more and more about how the Iraqi government functions and what its environmental prognosis really is.
Are you hopeful they can kind of restore the marshes to some semblance of their original state, which would be like decades ago now?
Yes, I'm very, very hopeful. The government has set a goal of reaching 75% restoration of 1976 baseline. And that is not going to be easy. But I do have hopes, especially now that the land, you know, the central marshes in any case, part of the marshes have been officially named Iraq's first national park, hopefully the first of several that are in the making. But it's a big step to have been declared, a national preservation area. And I think that will certainly help. But the bigger issue for whether it's really going to be possible is whether the water will simply be available from upstream. That's an issue that's transboundary. You know, that includes Turkey, Iran, and Syria. So there's many competing interests and many factors that are in play. But I'm ever an optimist, so I'm still hopeful.
Yeah, the water is a big question, but that national park, that's good news. John Muir would be proud.
Yes, it's very big news.
Karina Rosselli, a U.S. Army veteran, now an environmental lawyer, speaking with us from Washington. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.